NYC pensions take climate leadership to the next level. New York City Comptroller Mark Levine and trustees of three public pension systems have released new climate reports, showcasing continued progress toward their net zero by 2040 goals. The reports highlight the pension system's efforts to address climate-related financial risk through various initiatives. The NYSERS, TRS, and BERS reports demonstrate the pension system's commitment to addressing emissions reduction targets, climate solutions investments, asset manager expectations, and engagement with high-emitting companies. This progress is a testament to the leadership demonstrated by Comptroller Levine and his trustees. However, there is still room for improvement. Climate change is already affecting New Yorkers through extreme heat, flooding, rising costs, and growing pressure on public infrastructure. The pension systems have a responsibility to protect workers' retirement security and the city's long-term resilience. The new reports point to an important next step by examining how climate solutions investments are being implemented. Strengthening transparency and clearer links to decarbonization are crucial for sustaining leadership and setting a strong example for their peers. Climate solutions definitions and reporting need to become more intentional and aligned with best practices. This includes closer scrutiny of metrics that count revenue from AI and data center companies as climate solutions. Comptroller Levine and trustees should prioritize investments that more clearly support real-world emissions reductions while providing strong risk-adjusted returns. The Sierra Club's Climate Solutions Gap report identified the NYC pensions as among the strongest U.S. public pension systems on climate solutions investment strategies. However, there is still a need for stronger transparency and clearer links to decarbonization. The next phase of climate leadership should focus on investments with the greatest effect on emissions reductions while providing strong risk-adjusted returns. Sharpening the focus on how capital allocation drives climate risk reduction will be key to sustaining their leadership. In conclusion, New York City's public pension systems are taking a significant step forward in addressing climate change. However, there is still work to be done to ensure that these efforts are aligned with best practices and provide strong risk-adjusted returns.